Yesterday, we laid out using John Solomon's reporting in Just the News, former investigative reporter for The Hill, how the Chinese Communist Party, another ally of the Democrat Party, they are literally fused. You can't tell where one ends and the other begins, is funding the street protests here. They funded a lot of the protests, remember, against L.A., or in L.A., against ICE. So this is communist and communist Democrat Party allied through a funding network of Chinese Communist Party allied billionaire Neville Singh. So laid all that out. Now on TikTok, you have Chinese influencers pushing the lunatic liberal fringe to violence. Listen to this TikTok video, which went viral yesterday. Encouraging Chinese style for Democrats to begin making lists of people they're going to get.
Some households still have an American flag in front of their house. That means those people are supporting the American system. They are your enemy. You set up a website and ask all your members to take picture of every household who got American flag and upload those information to your website.
Kill lists, hit lists for later. Folks, this is so, this is the Russian Revolution. That was the pre-Soviet Union, 20 years of this. This is, I'm watching it every day. These are the exact same tactics because you have a small number of Marxists relative to the population. The population is heavily armed. That is why Democrats are using the Russian Revolution playbook. How do you control people? You terrify them that Democrat lunatic protesters might show up at their house and torture and kill them. And then guess what? When there's a trial for those Democrats, they don't get convicted because the jury's so afraid. That's it. That's the textbook. Took them 20 years, but they got the Soviet Union in power that way. They got the Communist Party in power that way. You are watching it on our soil. What is driving this? They need that one final amnesty vote to end America and create the one-party system that they need. The violent shock troops will do the rest. This is their plan. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Don't misunderstand. In fact, it's less inevitable every day as Trump fights back in the streets. But here are the lies they're telling their own sheeple, who in a lot of ways are victims here. Some of them are true communists. You can't help those people. But a lot of these people are victims in a way that Rachel Good might have been a victim. They are so brainwashed with lies. Listen to some of the Democrats who are now buying guns, arming up, and training on firing ranges. This is a new TikTok trend to go to war with ICE.
We are under occupation. And this is what the founding fathers gave us the Second Amendment for.
Do you know why you have the right to own that AR that you only use in your dreams? The reason they're allowed to have those things is for the moment that we find ourselves in right now.
The Second Amendment exists for this reason. And if protests and boycotts aren't working, that's the only option left.
Jonathan E. Ross needs to be hunted down. When the law is not going to do anything to protect the people, it is up to the people to take justice into their own hands.
Okay, listen to the chief lie there, they repeat.
We are under occupation.
No, you're not. No, you're not. But they think they are. Here's Attorney General Keith Ellison of Minnesota. This is one of the lies they keep telling them, okay? That ICE is violating the law.
DHS's use of excessive and lethal force, their warrantless racist arrests.
Okay. So they're supposed to be using warrants. They're not. They're just picking people up. They're violating law, and we got to fight back. Here's Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanahan telling a version of this lie. She's a Democrat, of course.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
Kidnapping. Okay. Why? They're supposed to have a warrant, but they don't. And so they just go get just brown people and they don't like them and they get them. That true? Let's ask Grok. What does Grok say? Because Democrats keep repeating this. They need a warrant. They don't have a warrant. They keep kidnapping our friends who also happen to be illegal immigrants. What does Grok say? Does ICE need a warrant to arrest or detain illegal immigrants for deportation? No. No, ICE does not need a judicial warrant, i.e. one signed by a judge, to arrest and detain individuals who are legally present in the United States. ICE officers derive their primary authority from statutes like 8 U.S.C. 1226, 8 U.S.C. 1357. ICE can arrest and detain an illegal alien pending removal proceedings, so before they've even been processed, due process, upon issuance of an administrative warrant. What is that? It does not come from a judge. It's called an ICE warrant. They just sign it themselves. I-200 or I-205. And those are issued internally by authorized immigration officials. They're often done on site, based on probable cause that a person is removable without needing review by a judge or magistrate. I'm reading from Grok. ICE can also make warrantless arrests in certain situations, like when an officer has reason to believe an individual is in the U.S. in violation of immigration laws. Reason to believe. And is likely to escape before a warrant can be obtained. So Democrats going out to, they pick up Americans, sometimes they get, yeah, they do. Why? Because they're in the company of illegal immigrant criminals. That's why. Can they arrest them? Yes, they can. But they lie and they know better. But they lie and they lie and they lie and they lie. And the other lie, here's, by the way, Tom Homan, who is the head of ICE, talking about how this works. And this is not new, but always been this way.
The law clearly says if you arrive at our border without proper documentation, you shall be detained. Not maybe, not think about it, shall. And that's what President Trump's doing. Catch and release is over. That's what the law says, and that's what we've done.
Here's the acting ICE director, Todd Lyons.
You know, I was sitting here listening to this whole entire press conference. And, you know, the one comment right off the bat that just strikes me is that, you know, we don't show a warrant for arrest. Well, Title 8 for under the Immigration Nationality Act, you know, ICE doesn't need a warrant to make that arrest. So there's a lot that I don't think they understand about what ICE is doing, and the allegations are just really sad.
Democrats understand perfectly. They're lying to their sheeple. They know they can't hose us. They're not even trying to hose moderates anymore. They're lying to the most susceptible, most mentally ill among them, trying to whip them into violence. Again, now listen to this. You can see how evil and pernicious this is. This is Minnesota Lieutenant Governor, Democrat, number two in charge, Democrat Peggy Flanahan, lying her butt off.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. Without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
And they are. This is from the Stacey shows yesterday. It's a TikTok account with 15,000 followers. It went viral. She's talking about how she's going to the gun range and training to kill MAGA because she doesn't have any other recourse. They think we're in times we've never seen before.
Good afternoon. Donald Trump. Today I was at the range, and it'll do your heart good to know there was a lot of women there. And I'm going to show you up here a little picture of what I was aiming at today. You mother MAGA, you might think that we're out here just sitting around wondering what's going to happen. I am wondering about I know what's going to happen.
Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire.
You.
Psycho killer.
Folks, this stuff is all over TikTok. Because they have been weaponized by their leadership. They think these are their leaders. They're not their friends. To think ICE is doing something they've never done before. Thus, the response is warranted. You know what the biggest lie of all is that they're telling right now? And this is really the bad one that's going to spin these people into violence. Only to discover, and I'm afraid they're going to be sitting in a jail cell with blood on their hands for many years, with a lot of time to research, they're going to look this stuff up and be like, oh my gosh, they lied to me. ICE wasn't doing anything it hasn't been doing for 100 years. But it'll be too late then for everyone involved.